My name is Aziza Hassan. I'm 28 years old, and today's date is February 2nd, 2009. We're in Los Angeles, California, and I co-direct a program called New Ground with my partner, Malka Fenuvesi.
My name is Malka Hayafenevesi, and I'm 29 years old. Today's date is February 2nd, 2009. We are in Los Angeles, California, and I'm interviewing with my colleague and my friend.
So, Malka, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Washington, D.C., in a neighborhood near American University called Wesley Heights.
And what's your family's story?
My family's story is that my father was born in Hungary, and my mother was born in France. And my father was born in 1937, which was a hard time to be born as a Jew in Europe. And he survived the Holocaust via forged documents that a woman manufactured in the basement of her apartment building. So he also had blonde curly hair. So I always think he survived by the grace of blonde curls and a woman's moral standing and good forgery skills. And my mom was born in Paris. Both her parents are Hungarian, but it was an easier time to be in France than it was to be in Hungary. And she, during the really intense bombings in Paris, was sent to the countryside where they took in kind of Jewish and other children from the city during the really awful months. And my father had to leave Hungary in 1956 after the Hungarian Revolution because he was active in the revolution, which was against Stalin and was against the Soviet Union, essentially. And he had to leave then, and he went from Hungary from Budapest or from Debrecen, which is the second biggest city there, to a displaced persons camp in Austria, where he always tells the story of his coat. He had a duffel coat, which is one of those big wool coats with, like, Paddington Bear head, mm-hmm. you know, with tagalons or I'm not sure exactly what they're called, but they're, like, the wooden buttons that go through a loop and a big hood, and he gave it to somebody else. But recently, a few years ago, he got a new duffel coat, and he wants us all to have duffel coats, even though I live in Los Angeles, and it's not so useful. He wants us all to have duffel coats. And he went from there to the States. Will you tell us about your favorite place in Jordan?
My favorite place. Wow, that is such a hard one.
Or one of your favorite places. It doesn't have to be better or worse than any other place. It could just be another place.
Well, there's so many beautiful places to visit in Jordan. It's really hard to pinpoint it. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised by myself and my answer, actually. It's because my favorite place is probably my father's grave, because I finally was able to realize that it's not the place that matters, no matter where you are in the world. It's the people and the relationships that are around you. And forever, I fought the family because I just wanted to always go and visit his grave. And I was angry because it was never fully completed. It was never the place that I thought he deserved and he respected. But instead, when I finally went there in a fit of rage, I realized that he would always be with me. And that place is forever a reminder of why places don't matter. It's mm-hmm. people. Your favorite place?
Can I ask you another question that I can answer?
Sure.
That? I'm sorry. I like the questions. Do you feel like your dad is with you in the work that you do spend all your time doing now in the community here and the communities here?
I really hope that that's the case. For a long time, I was concerned that people would question, you know, how dare you, like, talk to the people that are trying to kill the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And, again, the oversimplification was really hard. And so I was really concerned that people would try to flip over, like, you know, your father's pain so much and you're willing to work against it. But I really do believe that he saw the importance of reaching out and humanizing people, because actually that's exactly what he taught me to do. And so I do believe that he's with me constantly, because he was a constant champion of living faith, as opposed to just reading it. And I really believe that I have a strong commitment to faith because of him.